It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Done a ton of NBA to start the show here on a Monday. There was a lot of NBA to do, to be fair. Now it's time to turn our attention, though, to some puck. Little National Hockey League. Breaking down the games, placing some bets. Been a profitable Final Four for yours truly, at least, so far. And we are looking to keep that rolling. And joining us right now here on the newly expanded BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here. You bet in our new time slot, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, is the great Eddie Olczyk. You watch him on the NHL on NBC. He'll be on the call tonight, NBC Sports Network, Game 5 between the Lightning and the Islanders in Tampa. You also watch him, NBC Sports Chicago, where he serves as an analyst for the Chicago Blackhawks. Eddie O, really appreciate you coming on You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken here on a Monday. How you doing here at this point in the NHL postseason?
I'm doing well, Nick and Ken. Nice to be with you. Thanks for having me. And things are getting a little more clear here in the Final Four of the National Hockey League playoffs. It's the best of three, and as you mentioned, I am in Tampa getting ready for Game 5 here tonight, and a real crazy ending to Game 4 back in Long Island, and just looking forward to getting the puck drop here a little after 8 Eastern.
And Eddie, I'd love to get your thoughts on both series, obviously. Let's start with some of your takeaways from Vegas and Montreal. Played a crazy game last night. Vegas wins in overtime and ties the series. I'm sure if you follow even the betting markets casually, the expectation coming into the series was Vegas by a million, basically, that you couldn't make the numbers high enough, whether it was game to game or just to win the series overall. And that hasn't necessarily been true. Are you surprised with how competitive Montreal has been up to this point?
Well, I mean, there's a lot there, but at the end of the day, when you look at where Montreal was heading into the playoffs, being the 18th overall seed in point standings in the entire National Hockey League and being in the fourth place in the Northern Division and then being down 3-1 to Toronto, once they were able to win that game five in overtime, all of a sudden it was just a freight train out of control. They just got great goaltending, and they continue to get it from Carey Price. They've been able to do a lot of checking and being being a team that knows that they're not going to score a lot of goals, and they find a way to win against Toronto, and then they swept Winnipeg. And before that series against Toronto, there wasn't much being written about Montreal and being a threat with anybody. And then all of a sudden, they get to the conference finals against Vegas, and then all of a sudden, there's a lot of articles being written how they were built for the playoffs and, a team that could go on a run. Well, it's easy to write all that and say all that after the fact of, having the regular season they did, being 3-1 down against Toronto, and full marks for them. They've been very competitive. They probably deserved a little bit better last night for a lot of the game that I watched. And, it's pretty simple. They're not going to try to get into a track meet type of game with Vegas. And look at Vegas right now is offensively challenged. Full disclosure, at the start of the year, I thought Colorado would be the team to beat. And when we saw the alignment of the division, it certainly looked like they were going to be on a collision course, both the Avs and Golden Knights. And I thought the difference would be is Colorado's depth at the center ice position. And unfortunately, another selfish move by Nazem Kadri, the center iceman for Colorado, getting suspended in that series against St. Louis. And that was a huge loss for Colorado in that series against Vegas. And I thought that was the deciding factor was the center ice position. Now, fast forward to here to this series between Montreal and Vegas. Chandler Stephenson's out, and Chandler Stephenson's been their number one center pretty much all season long. And look, quite frankly, I don't think he's a number one center. I think he's a guy that can fill in there. He's probably more like a third line center, maybe second, but he's out. And you could see how thin Vegas is at the center ice position. So I look directly at the center ice position and go, Montreal has the upper hand at the center ice position. I think that's why they're up. That's why the series is 2-2. It certainly feels like Montreal is up. I guess I probably should say that. And I am surprised that it's been this close and this competitive, but after everything I just kind of dialogued there, you look at it and go, you get goaltending, you got a big, heavy defense, and in my opinion, you have the strength at the center ice position. There's no reason why you couldn't win the series, and here we are at best of three, but a real big win, obviously, for VGK last night.
Eddie, I want to give you my take on how I see the rest of the series playing out. And full disclosure, I bet on Montreal to win the series at the start of it. Just felt like the number was absolutely ridiculous. Sure. And I think as a former player who played at the highest level, obviously, I think you can probably appreciate what Robin Lehner said after the game yesterday. Lehner was absolutely terrific. Goes, I got to the arena a couple hours early. I'm reading all the hate tweets about me. And then he goes out and stands on his head and helps Vegas win the game. So I bet on Montreal. And Marc-Andre Fleury's obviously got a tremendous playoff pedigree. He's been great throughout this postseason. I'm now in this position, right, where I have a position on Montreal. And I would rather see Marc-Andre Fleury with my Montreal bet than I would Robin Lehner. Because, like, this is how NHL postseason works for the 30 years I've been watching it. I feel like if Lehner plays now for the Golden Knights, I feel like Vegas wins the series. If Fleury comes back in, I like Montreal's chances better. Who do you think Vegas is going to ride with moving forward in the series, Lehner or Fleury? And do you agree with that assertion?
Well, I would say is that until Lehner loses, you don't make a goalie change. Now, give Peter DeBoer credit to go to Robin Lehner. And look, you've got two really, really good goaltenders there. There's no doubt about it. There's no way around that. And for Robin Lehner to be able to do what he did after really only playing one game in the last, 4 weeks, whatever it is.
And got bombed, right, by Colorado in that one game. It was terrible.
Right. And that was after, you know, Vegas not disposing of Minnesota in five games in that round one series and, you know, had a chance to get some rest and whatever. So then they had to play the extended games, and then they had to play 48 hours later. And the game was just on a platter for Colorado. I mean, the puck line in that game, I thought it was just a gift when you looked at the number for Colorado. You know, I think they were like plus 145 or whatever, you know, laying the goal and a half. And just in that situation of knowing how hard Vegas had to play those extra games. So, you know, look, I think with the experience of Fleury, whenever his number is called again, I think that he will respond. But if I'm Peter DeBoer, I look at this series now and go, okay, Fleury lost two games in a row. I went to Lehner. He wins. I would be absolutely shocked. Again, if everything is on the up and up and we all know what's going on health-wise, I would be shocked if Robin Lehner isn't a starting goaltender for game five in Vegas tomorrow night.
Well, Eddie, let's talk about kind of a prediction then, given the markets that we have, right? So I think we've kind of unpacked all of the relevant variables here, Vegas goalie and kind of the momentum maybe that they created from winning the last game. They are a very big favorite, as you would imagine, in game five, but minus 235 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Montreal plus 190, and the total is five. Obviously, would love your thoughts on a prediction for who you think wins, but with the total as well, these teams have not gone over five goals in any of the four games that they played. They've scored exactly five three times, and they obviously went under in the previous game. Pick for the side or the total, I kind of end up leaning under based on that information.
Yeah, it's hard to think that all of a sudden, somebody's going to get four or five in game five. The desperation that Vegas had to play with, and look, quite frankly, Robin Lehner made a couple of huge saves in that first period. I think Corey Perry was on the receiving end of a couple of dynamite saves there to keep it, keep it no score and, you know, eventually win it in overtime. But I would tend to agree with you, you know, looking at how this series has played out. But look, at Montreal is not going to all of a sudden try to open up the game and what have you. Now, I guess I would look at it, and I kind of am jumping over to the other series here, but I did make mention of this the other night, and I know the total hit in some places right on a number in game four between, you know, the Islanders and the Lightning. But if Montreal is a little bit more aggressive and tries to press up with their defense and try to play a little bit more offensively, a team like Vegas is a quick strike team. And, you know, look at their forwards have had a really difficult time putting a puck in the back of the net in the series. And, maybe that can come to fruition at some point here, but I would agree. I see this still continuing to be one of those series where goals are going to be hard to come by, and it, you know, becomes a volley game like in tennis, where it's just baseline to baseline, and then who's going to be the first team to blank, you know, who's going to get a power play goal, and then the floodgates may be open. But I would tend to look at that game tomorrow night and kind of get the same feel that, you know, no score after one, and maybe it's a 1-0 lead after two, and then you see what the hell happens there in the third period. But if I'm looking at it, Vegas has got the momentum, but I would look at the total and just kind of feel a little bit more comfortable to go, you know, on the lower side than I would to think that it has a chance to go on over.
And something else to keep an eye on: Montreal's penalty kill has been historic throughout this postseason. At some point, maybe that'll come to end, or maybe it won't. We'll see these games continue to go under. You better, you bet, BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Monday, chatting the NHL postseason with Eddie Olczyk, NHL on NBC. He'll be on the call tonight of the Islanders and Lightning in Tampa Bay. So, Eddie, let's talk about that game. I've been saying all postseason long, Islanders against Pittsburgh, Boston, now Tampa. I feel like this team doesn't get the Rodney Dangerfield of the National Hockey League. This team doesn't get enough respect. How about my guy Ryan Pulock winning my game 4 wager? Because I feel like the series ends basically if Tampa scores. I feel like they win it in overtime. They win tonight. Series over. Now it's 2-2. And every Islander series thus far has gone the same way. Down 2-1, yeah. Win game 4, win game 5, win game 6 at the barn. So Islanders plus 165 tonight. You'll be on the call. Obviously, not asking if you're going to bet the game, you're calling the game, but how do you see it playing out, Tampa and the Islanders tonight?
Well, I got to expect a big push here from Tampa. Their big guys were not very good in that game 4 early. We talked about it in our pregame open, and made mention, I kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier. I haven't seen the Islanders play the way that I saw them play against Pittsburgh or Boston really until game 4. I know in game 2, they kind of got dragged into the middle of the street fight. I thought that Tampa was looking for some energy after a real dull game 1, and the Islanders just absolutely played a picture-perfect type of road game in game 1, which they won. But the other night, I think I used the phrase, you know, the punch him in the mouth mentality that we saw in the Pittsburgh and Boston series respectively, where they were on their toes, they were going after guys, they were challenging them, they were engaging, they were physical. Their defensemen the other night really, really were aggressive. They took position, they were pressing up, you know, keeping plays alive, just playing on their toes, almost the mindset of, you know, look at, you know, if we're going to go down, let's go down being aggressive. Let's not sit here and just, you know, be passive. And I think that's the way the Islanders got to play. And you know, they're probably going to have to weather a storm down here tonight to start. But I would expect Tampa with a real push here. I really would. Like, I really think that they're a team that has been there. They've done that. They haven't made a lot of changes since last year's Stanley Cup run. And I mean, I'm expecting a hell of a game tonight. I really am. I don't think it's going to be a feeling out process. I think there is a chance here where, you know, you could see, you know, you could see a 2-0 lead. You could see a 2-1 game score after the first period. I think there's got a chance tonight that, you know, both teams realizing what's going on, and Tampa gets the matchups here tonight. So I expect a few pucks to end up in the back of the net tonight, and I think early as well. But the Islanders, I would agree with you. They're a team that was banged up in the bubble last year, a lot like Tampa, and they ended up meeting each other, and eventually Tampa went on to win the Stanley Cup. But this is a team so well coached. The goaltending has been sensational. They got some really good defensemen back there. They're going to play the same way, whether they're up one, down one. But this is a team that I think has to play on their toes with that, you know, punch them in the mouth mentality. And so far it's worked, and I would continue. I would expect to see that continuing here tonight in this obviously pivotal game 5.
Eddie, only about 45 seconds left here for this answer, but listening to that, I thought there was a lot of great information there. Some of us true degenerates like to bet period totals, first period, second period, third period. They're generally 1.5 for basically every single hockey game that's ever taken place. It may surprise you to learn that the over on 1.5 tonight in the first period, when you maybe expect a big rush from Tampa and that their energy is going to be way up, we might have a 2-1 game, over 1.5 plus 120. So if I was interested in making that bet, do you think there will be more than 1.5 goals on average in the first period of tonight's game in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think I would certainly be leaning that way. I just, again, coming off the game that we did, the period by Tampa being down, playing the way that they know that they have to play, getting their defensemen a little bit more involved. If both teams play aggressive with their D, you're going to see some odd man situations, and I would take my chances with the guys that have the puck in those situations. So certainly would be leaning. I thought the number might be a little bit higher, but maybe there's some learning to do there with that number after the first period.
Eddie, really appreciate it. Fantastic job here. Love having you on. You bet. Have a great call of the game tonight. We'll be watching. We'll be sweating, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Well, again, thanks.